The Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, has issued another call to Thailand to release detained refugee footballer Hakeem Al-Arabi home to Australia. That's on top of an earlier personal appeal by the Prime Minister to his Thai counterpart. Hakeem Al-Arabi made a brief court appearance in Bangkok yesterday after a formal request for his extradition to his former home of Bahrain, where he fears he will be tortured. But he's back in a jail cell while his legal team sets about translating key documents to make arguments against the extradition at a hearing in April. Senator Payne issued the call as she headed to the Solomon Islands, becoming the latest on a busy Pacific circuit as part of Australia's so-called step up to reassert itself against new challenges in the region like China. The Prime Minister was in the region recently. His Assistant Minister for the region, Anne Rustin, has just been there too. The Chief of the Australian Defence Force, the Border Force and Australian Federal Police Commissioners and the Deputy Director General of ASIO, they have all been there in the past fortnight. I spoke to Senator Payne on the line to Honiara a little earlier about Australia's revived interest in the region.
I think it shows a great interest from Australia and engagement with the region. The Prime Minister, of course, describes the region as our family. I am in Honiara, and I was here less than a year ago as a Defence Minister and made a number of visits across the region as Defence Minister as well. So it's a long-term interest of mine. And certainly our Pacific step-up is really enabling us to articulate that engagement in a different way, and I think that that's a really good thing.
As you say, you're in the Solomon Islands. They have an election next month. That's the first election since the 15-year-long Ramsi mission led by Australia came to an end in June last year. Will Australia be offering any additional assistance to the Solomon Islands in the election context, particularly in light of the rumbling concerns there are about outside influences like China, for example?
We have had an ongoing relationship with the Solomon Islands Electoral Commission. We will certainly be assisting with that, and I expect to discuss matters of logistics, for example, given the disparate nature of the electorate here, many islands and much ocean, to ensure we can assist where possible.
You're also visiting Tuvalu on this trip. The Prime Minister, Eneli Sapuaga, there, like so many Pacific leaders, has spoken out about what they say is too little effort by Australia to reduce carbon emissions, to phase out coal. What will you tell him in light of that concern? So many nations see it in the Pacific as an existential crisis for themselves.
I've met with the Prime Minister on a number of occasions, and we both signed on to the Boy Declaration at the Pacific Island Forum in Nauru last year, which has as its first significant security challenge the impact of climate in this region.
But you'll have nothing more to offer him in terms of Australia further reducing carbon emissions, something that many Pacific leaders have specifically talked about.
Well, that's certainly been raised, and Australia is on track, as we know, to meet our targets. We participated strongly in the planning meetings in Katowice in Poland for the Paris Agreement, and so we'll, I'm sure, be discussing those issues with Prime Minister Sopawanga and his cabinet this week.
And Australia is not on target, Minister. I mean, that's what the conclusion is, and that is disputed by those Pacific leaders themselves as well.
Well, Australia, as the Prime Minister has indicated, as the Minister of Environment for the Environment has indicated, is on target to meet the commitments that we have made. And the focus of our work in the Pacific is supporting our neighbours, supporting these members of our Pacific family who are dealing with significant adaptation and resilience issues to address those.
Minister, just on another matter, you've reiterated in a statement today Australia's calls for the Thai government to release Hakeem Al-Arabi home to Australia. He is still in jail in Thailand, in shackles in his court appearance yesterday. Do you have any developments to report? And why do you think Thailand is not heeding Australia's repeated very high-level calls?
Well, of course, there is a process, a legal process underway in Thailand, but we understand there have been acknowledgements by Thailand's Office of the Attorney General, which have publicly confirmed that the Thai Extradition Act does allow for executive discretion in cases such as this. So I have strongly reiterated our interest and our call for Mr. Al-Arabi to be released from detention and to be returned to Australia, where he is able to live under a protection visa and to be with his family.
The Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, and apologies for some of the issues on that line to Honiara.